Testimony began yesterday on what could be a two-week disciplinary case for Daniel Pantaleo. He's the New York City police officer accused of using a banned chokehold in the July 2014 death of Staten Island's Eric Garner. Garner's sister left the courtroom in tears as a video played showing the 2014 arrest that led to Garner's death. Gwen Carr, Eric Garner's mom, also left in tears during the replay of the video. It was taken by Eric Garner's pal, Ramsey Orta, and it was published by the Daily News. Thousands upon thousands saw it. When it was shown at the courtroom, Orta watched it and offered details via a video link from an upstate prison where he's serving 4 years on various charges. Garner's mom, Gwen Carr, wants Pantaleo fired, and Sergeant Kizzy Adonis tried for her role in the encounter. Carr also wants the other officers who responded to be disciplined for failing to intervene. In other news, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez rallied with Bernie Sanders at Howard University last night. The idea is to boost the Green New Deal. Sanders says instead of spending well over $1 trillion a year on weapons of destruction, think about spending that money on making this planet healthy and habitable.
And maybe, just maybe, we might get countries all over the world to give up on their selfish ambitions and understand that bringing the world together to solve this crisis is more important than killing each other. And that means that the United States must lead the world with a global approach which emphasizes the Green New Deal. And when we do that, we not only address the great environmental crisis of our time, but we create millions of good-paying jobs as we make massive investments to make our buildings and homes more energy efficient, massive investments in wind, solar, and other sustainable technologies, massive investments to create energy-efficient transportation systems, massive investments to build the solar panels, wind turbines, and other technologies right here in the United States of America.
Sanders reminds that coal workers are not the enemy. They need a just transition which protects the working families in the fossil fuel industry. The Green New Deal has been blocked in the Senate, and Democratic House leaders refuse to take it up. But activists and politicians who back the sweeping plan to address climate change are pushing to make it a top issue in the 2020 campaign. In other news, at a time when Muslims globally are observing the holy month of Ramadan, more than half the population in Gaza depend on the international community for food aid. This is according to Matthias Schmal. He is the director of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA.
53% of the people, employable people in Gaza, are unemployed with little perspective of a job. You know, recently, when there was the South African elections, I think they were talking about 25% unemployment as being incredibly high. In Gaza, it's more than 50%. 80% of the refugees that are registered with us live below the poverty line and depend on our food handouts.
Schmal adds, for the first time in my year and a half in the area, I had three people talking to me separately about noticeably increasing drug abuse, increasing suicide attempts, and prostitution. The place is collapsing socially and in socioeconomic terms, and one can see it. And of course, against a background like that, escalation is possible at any time. A UN report predicted that by 2020, Gaza would be unlivable. Tune in to WBAI on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to midnight for a commemoration of Nakba, a Radio Palestine International radio marathon broadcasting from Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Gaza, Lebanon, Jordan, Tunis, Morocco, France, Canada, Radio Free Palestine on WBAI from 9 a.m. to midnight on Wednesday. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.